My name's Gary Wunnicott, and I'm interviewing my mum, Julie Wunnicott. Personal details. What is your full name?
My full name is Julie Anne Wunnicott.
How many were in your family?
I have two sisters, two brothers, one living brother. So there was four of us. Five, really, four.
What was your father's job?
My father worked at the BHP for most of my young life. My dad always had another job. He used to work for Watkins Products, going door to door. He used to have a big truck and buy oranges, and my sister and I used to go door to door with him selling buckets of oranges. Dad always had another job to try and support us.
Where were you born?
I was born at Western Suburbs Hospital, Waratah.
When did your family settle in this area?
Well, I settled here after I married your father. Before Tracy was born, so it was 1969, it would have been. We bought this house at Holmesville.
Which school did you go to?
I went to Argentan Public School. Then I went to Wallsend High as a Cardiff High pupil, because Cardiff High was only being built then. I went there for 2 years at Wallsend, and then the last year at high school I went to Cardiff High.
What subjects did you study?
Subjects. Well, we never took anything much different that you kids do now today. We never had French. Well, I never took French. Might have been in the later years at school you could take that when I went to school, but we only had the English, maths, music, science. We did clerical work, bookkeeping, they called it, home science. The girls weren't allowed to do metalwork or woodwork like they are today, and the boys weren't allowed to do cooking like they do today and sewing. Okay.
What books were used?
What books were used? We mainly went to the library to obtain information from certain books, because no one had books at home like they do today. The encyclopedias and that, we used to go to the library if we ever, but we did have textbooks in high school. We had a couple of textbooks, not many.
Did you have a school uniform?
I didn't have a school uniform in infants or primary, although at the end of primary they were starting to bring a uniform in, because I think I wore a boxed, pleated tunic, a navy box pleated tunic with a white blouse underneath. I think I wore that in sixth class. But I don't think there was any real uniform until I went to high school. Then we did have uniform in high school. And at Wallsend it was a maroon tunic. You had a different cotton tunic in the summertime and a box pleated tunic in the wintertime. And more or less the same when I went to Cardiff, but it was green at Cardiff, which it still is. And we wore hats. We wore little hats if you were in the choir, which I was. You had to have a blazer and a little beret hat.
Right. Do you remember any of your teachers?
I remember one teacher in particular. My teacher I had for sixth class, because I thought he was a great teacher. I thought I learned a lot from him. And another teacher I remember very well because he threw chalk at me. He used to throw chalk at the kids, not exactly me, but he used to be writing on the blackboard. The next minute he'd turn around and throw chalk at whoever was talking.
At what age did you leave school?
Well, I was 16. I think I left school when I was 16. Yeah, 16. I turned 16 in the July, and I left school at the end of the year because I was in third year and I wanted to finish the year. My mother asked me to continue the year, finish the year off, so I did. Okay. I left school at 16 and a half.
But I'm going on to recreation.
No, I might have been 15 and a half. No, I was 16 and a half. Go on.
Recreation. Did you play any sports as a child or teenager?
Yes. I used to play basketball in high school. In primary school, I mean. And in sixth class at primary school at Argentin, we had a best and fairest cup. It was the first year that they had that, and my name was the first one to go on it. I got my name on it for being the best and fairest basketball player. I used to teach the younger children at the school. We used to teach them up in the oval how to play basketball. That's about the main sport I remember playing. I used to play tennis. I used to practice or be taught tennis on the Saturday and practice, and I used to play competition tennis on the Sunday.
Okay. What did you do on Saturday afternoon?
Saturday afternoon I was usually playing tennis.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a teenager.
What did you do on Sundays?
On Sundays, I remember as a small child, probably in infant school and some of the young years of primary, what stands out most is we always used to have a baked dinner. Always on a Sunday, that would be our family day. We'd sort of all be there, and we'd just enjoy each other's company and we'd just relax, and we'd have a beautiful baked dinner. That's what I remember about our Sundays when I was younger.
Did you go on dances?
Dances, yes. We had a dance down in the hall at Argentin where some of the parents used to teach us to dance, what you children would call the old-fashioned dancing.
What sort of music was played?
Well, it was old-time music, what you call now.
Did you have a gramophone?
I can't remember us having a gramophone. I remember Mum and Dad talking about gramophones. I think my grandfather had one, but I can't remember anything about it. I know we had a radio. We used to listen to the radio all the time. We never had a TV until I was in sixth class. That's when they came out.
Do you remember your first radio?
My first radio that my father bought me. Yes, he bought me I was in primary school. It was fifth or sixth class. It was a Christmas present for me, or birthday present, I can't remember. Mum and Dad bought me this wireless little radio thing, and my father undid the back of it to find out what made it work, because he was fascinated. It was the first time we'd ever had electric sort of radio, and the radio we used to have in the house was different, and he pulled it apart to see what made it work. I remember that.
What actors or actresses do you recall?
Well, Doris Day was one of the main actresses around. A lot of the older ones now that are all, they're nearly all dead or very old. But mainly Doris Day and Jerry Lewis. Oh, I used to love Jerry Lewis films. I used to love his films. Still do.
Can you remember when you first went to the pictures?
Yes, my sister and I were allowed to go to the pictures Saturday afternoons usually. We used to go to Cardiff. You know, the picture theatre there, used to catch the bus and go in. It was before we got our telly. Once we got our telly, we weren't allowed to go to the pictures. That was our money went onto the TV instead of going to the pictures. So, and we got the telly when I was in sixth class. So I would have probably been in fourth or fifth class when I started. So I would have been about 9 or 10. I couldn't go until my sister could go with me, so yeah, I was probably about 9 or 10.
What books did I enjoy?
I've never been a reader, but I can remember reading just fairy tales, things like that, when I was little.
Okay, I'm going on to employment.
Mm-hmm.
What was your first job?
Well,
where?
Well, my first job really was working for my Auntie Norma. I used to go over there and help her sell at the door. She had vegetables in the garden, and I used to sell at the door. And I think that helped me get a job. My first real job in at Woolworths, because I had trouble getting a job because there was a lot of 15-year-olds around. Mm. And I was 16 and a half, and most people that I went, and when I went for an interview, there was always a line of people. There was always a queue up. I went for a few jobs, and they said I was good and passed the tests, but I was too old because I was that little bit older. But when I went and registered for unemployment, or I registered with Social Security, I think it was in those days, early in either January or February after I'd left school the year before, I received a telephone call saying to come for an interview with Miss Innes at Charlestown Woolworths, and I had to do a maths test, and I passed and I got the job. And I was there for 6 years at Woolworths.
What do you remember about it?
What do I remember about that job? I liked working there. I was surprised to find out that there was more to it than just being behind a counter at a register. I was surprised that you had to do a certain amount of cleaning 3 days a week, Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday morning till lunchtime. There was a certain section under the counter that you had to clean. Every morning you had to do one different section every morning, clean under the counter. And but I quite enjoyed working for Woolworths. I started off in the confectionery, the lolly counter. Then I was upstairs doing pre-weigh, that's weighing the lollies and sealing them off with a little heat machine. I used to do that for a while. I've been on hosiery counter, I've been on the ice cream counter, and soon I was there for 6 years. I ended up, in the last couple of years, I did branch ordering, and I also went relieve cashier for the and did the clerical work. I used to have to read the registers and do all the banking and do all the pays. And all that. I used to love that. Okay.
What other jobs have you had?
Well, I worked after that. My next job was I did parties. I did a couple of party lines. I did stay-at-home parties, but wasn't real good at that. Then I started doing parties for Joya Ross with flowers, artificial flowers. After a couple of years of that, I ended up going in and helping her. She had trouble finding young girls that would stick with the job, so she asked me to come in one day and have a go at doing up her flower arrangement. I went in and did it. She said I had a flair for it, so I was there for a few years after that doing silks and dry arrangements. Then I left that. We went down to Yet Home for 12 months, and while we were down there, I worked in the service station, didn't I, Gaz? Used to do the night shift from 1 o'clock, wasn't it? 1 o'clock till 9 o'clock. Used to serve diesel and petrol, make coffee, breakfast for the men, and clean out the toilets. And then when we come back here, I ran into an old friend. The next thing, she rang me up. She was working for someone in a florist and wanted me to see if I could help her out because she could only do so many days and they needed someone else. So I didn't know anything about fresh flowers at that time, but she said, you'll learn, there's not much difference between the fresh and the dries and the silks. So, and I've been there for over 3 years now at the florist. So,
which did you like best?
Which job did I like the best? Oh, the florist is probably the prettiest job, although it's not nice in the winter time being in cold water all the time with the flowers, but it is a satisfying job. I love creating different things with the flowers.
How many hours a day did you work?
When?
How many hours a day did you work? What?
How many? I usually put in seven or 8 hours a day. 3 days a week at the moment, at the florist. When I worked at Woolworths, it was full time. We used to even work Saturday mornings.
That's the next question. Did you work on Saturdays?
Yeah, when I worked at Woolworths, we worked Saturday mornings, and I used to hate that. You only had Saturday afternoon and then Sunday. The weekend went too fast. It's terrible.
How much did you earn?
Oh, I can't remember how much I earned. Okay, I know it wasn't much on today's standard.
Okay, my next question.
What?
Can we do health?
Yeah, all right.
Okay, health. What do you remember about going to the doctors as a child?
We never went to the doctors much. I remember I had, when I was in high school, Zan, I had terrific pains in my ears when I come home, in one ear rather, and when I come home, Mum sent me down to the doctors at Bullaroo, and I had a boil in my ear. It's very painful, and end up having a boil in the other ear. But the doctors were just down at Bullaroo. They were very similar to what they are today.
Can you recall anything about going to hospital?
No, I never went to hospital. I went and had an ingrown toenail taken off a couple of times, but that was only outpatients. Never went to hospital till I had my first baby, really, to stay.
Can you remember any epidemics in the area?
No. It's before my time.
Was there a dentist?
Yes, we used to go in town to the dentist in town.
Did your family use homemade remedies for sickness?
No, that's before my time, Gary.
Did your family have a medicine chest?
No.
What was the home you lived in as a child built from?
Just an old, it was an old house, the one we had at Argy, it's still there. Not real old, but an old wooden house, not unlike this one was when we first came here.
Is it still standing?
Yep. It's been renovated a bit, but it's still there at Argy.
What sort Argington. Of furniture did you have?
Well, we had a lounge suite. We had a kitchen suite with tables and chairs. And
what else can you remember about it? About the house?
I remember it was a lot bigger than what it looks now. As a child, everything seems a lot bigger. I often go past the house where we used to live because we lived there from when I was a baby right up until I went to high school and then we moved. And when I go back now and look at the house, it looks half the size. I remember it being a lot bigger than what it is now. And a great big, huge yard, and it's not as big as what I thought it was.
How was the cooking done?
Mum did the cooking. I'm not that old, Gary.
How were the rooms lit?
We had electricity. But I remember my Auntie Norma, she lived down the back of Argy there, one part, and she lived in an old, in a shed, and she had kerosene lights.
Okay.
I remember that.
Did you have hot water?
Mum had a copper, and she used to heat the copper up, and then we used to put the water from the copper into the bath.
That would answer how it was in Washington, wouldn't it?
She used to do it in the copper.
Yeah.
For a long time, she did it in the copper. Well, one thing I remember when I was little, Gaz, was I remember the Iceman coming, but it must have been when I was only an infant because I can only just remember, but I remember that we always used to have the Iceman come to put ice in the container for the what we call chest, I think they used to call it an ice chest. Used to have that come. Probably wasn't daily, it was probably every second day or something. And we used to get bread off the bread carter, which was a horse and cart, I remember that. But I can't remember milk. I can't remember how we got our milk. I just can't remember that. But I remember the ice coming. That's the funniest thing I do remember. That.
Okay. And that's the end from the assignment for Mr. Hayes.